Welcome to yet again another edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
I'm Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, joined as always, usually once a month, and we'll get into all this in just a second, by Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. Mike, good to see you again. It's just been a couple of weeks this time.
I know. I'm glad to be here. You're probably getting sick of me seeing me like the third time in like 6 weeks doing this show. The audience just wants more. More.
They want more, more. See, I wanted to name the show More with More, but you just wanted to go with the Mike Moore Show. Yeah, I wore your t-shirt, by the way, the other day.
Now we got t-shirts made, so we're kind of stuck with the Mike Moore Show.
Well, that's fine. It works for me. But, so
yeah, I appreciate you wearing that the other day. I'll advertise it. My daughter actually has it on at today. So
really?
She's out advertising for
it. Well, good. I mean, do people ask her about the shirt, or...
I think that? So. I do tell her. I said, you know, if they see and see today, tell them, remind them to watch the show or listen to the show today,
right,
at 11.
So. Of course, we say all this because we did a special edition of the show from the South Dakota State Fair, and I know that was just you like doing the live stuff like that.
I do. I like to get out there and see what's going on. And we had some great guests. Lieutenant Lauren McManus from Sioux Falls, and of course, Attorney General Marty Jackley.
Did either of them have any comments for you post program?
Well, I don't. They did. I'm not sure that I could share them on air, but they had a few comments for me. But no, they actually enjoyed themselves. But the Attorney General, you know, we passed out shirts to the Attorney General and to Lauren. They each got a Mike Moore Show shirt, and
right.
Someone stole the Attorney General's Mike Moore shirt.
Well, I wonder who does he get to investigate that?
Well, you think
is it the state fair police, or does he have somebody from his office, or is that a conflict of interest?
Well, I think that he has unlimited resources to investigate who stole the Mike Moore t-shirt.
Right, but would the public be demanding change if they knew that state money was being spent to find Marty Jackley's Mike Moore Show t-shirt?
I think
I would be outraged.
They would be outraged, and there is no investigation. It's just the fact that he took the shirt off because he was out there meeting some folk, and he had his own shirt on.
Right.
So he took the shirt off and he set it down.
And somebody and walked off
somebody
with it.
Somebody walked off with it.
Now, did you make up additional shirts?
I don't have any available right now, but I did. I had 10 total, and we gave a few away on the air.
Yes,
we had two or three people got a free t-shirt on the air.
Right.
And they answered the question. They got a free t-shirt, but I can get some more made, but... those were the only ones I had so far.
So
maybe when we get a better sponsor, you know, Montgomery Agency, maybe they can spring for some t-shirts.
Sure.
Should I ask them?
Well, if you want to.
They can pass them out at their open houses.
We can do that. as we mentioned, of course, we did a special show for the South Dakota State Fair, but before that, we actually had back-to-back shows because it was the end of the previous month.
Right.
So we do the special show, and now we're back in our regular final Saturday of the month time slot here in the month of September, and lots of things to get to here on the program today. We're going to talk Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is coming up next
right.
month, which finally we get the opportunity to actually do that going into the month. Our timing tends to be off, but with the way that the days are falling here, we'll be able to talk a little bit about that. Also, drug-induced driving on this month's show. We're going to talk a little bit about the truth about marijuana in Colorado. Now, I didn't get a chance to look through much of what you supplemented me with, and I apologize. Yep. So we'll work around that, though, because that is something that we've talked a number of times about you
right.
know, exactly how this, I believe Marty called it an experiment
yep.
back on the State Fair show. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, county liens and taxes, the wheel tax, and we're getting close to the pheasant season, believe it or not, towards
right.
the end of the month. And I know last year, I think we talked a little bit about this. We'll run through some hunting laws, things you should be aware of here as we move forward. As always, this is your program. We want to hear from you, whether it's a question, whether it's a comment, whether it's a show idea. Get a hold of us. You can email me at news@kokk.com. You can also get a hold of us on Twitter at Zach Nelson Radio or at PR News Huron, or send a message to the Performance Radio News page on Facebook.
And you can get a hold of me, email mmoore, mmoore, at bcsa.us, Twitter at Beadle County SA. We have a Facebook page, and I think we have now maybe more likes and KOKK, but you know, we can talk about that as the show goes on. But
wait a minute here. We just started the KOKK Facebook page. The news page has over 2,400.
Well, I think we're getting close.
You think so?
I think we're getting up there. We have over 1,000.
How much can you fill? Because I can try to research that this.
I think we have about 1,000. You know, my victim witness coordinator, Sarah, runs our Facebook page, puts out a lot of information. We actually had a lot of interesting comments after a few recent jury trials we had. I don't know if anybody was following that, but people got to get on there and say some things and communicate. So that was kind of interesting. We had a lot of people. Oh, you got a number for
me? I got a number, 1,148.
1,148. Well, see, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. But as I said...
And how long yours been up, though?
Well, and that's true. And
ours has only been open about like 8 months now.
Is that all it's been?
I think.
I'm at 2,407 right now.
Oh, yeah, we're right there.
With a very nice picture of Tom Brokaw there on the top. So
that's a good Facebook page, but... We're catching up. We're catching up to you.
You are catching up. I mean, I think the police department's Facebook page has got, I think they're up around 2,000 now. All right. So, and that's only been going for 2 years, maybe. So,
see, we're babies in this. We've only been out a couple months, so
but we're
happy with our 1,100.
You're sprouting and you're growing.
But really, it is all about trying to get information to the public, allow public to interact with. Me as the elected official in my office, I think that's one of our goals is to make sure the public is aware of what's going on, address any concerns they have. That's one thing that we get through Facebook is we get a lot of questions or concerns that someone might have, and we respond to them that way. So it's really been a good thing, and that's what this is all about. This radio show, the same thing, is to get our message out there and answer questions and talk about what the public wants to know about.
So again, if you've got something that you want us to tackle or address on the program, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. Let's get into the program here, Mike. And I know we only
are
have
we into the program? Doing the program?
We are doing the program.
Okay. All right.
Right now, but in the topics of the program, we're done with the fluff. We got to get down to the hard stuff right now.
All right.
And we'll have just a little bit of time in this segment, then continue in the second segment of the program. But as we mentioned earlier, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I know for starters, there is a special event coming up on the 10th of October. Correct?
There is.
And you don't know anything about it, do you?
I do. It's
okay, good.
Jan Manolis, I believe, is putting it on, and it's a run, 5K run. Are you going to run in it? Should you and I run in it? You and I race in it?
Well, the last time I did any sort of significant running, I ended up in the back of an ambulance and spent 2 hours in the hospital. So,
well, that'd make a good news story. So we're on for the 10th, right?
I don't think so. And we're not doing a special show live from the walk.
We're not
actually going to like walk and run at, because we're going to be so winded. All the end of the show is going to be is.
Yeah, so that would be, but you're right. It's a good event. I would like to be there. I might not be able to make it. I have to go to Washington, D.C. on Friday. I'm going to try to fly back Friday night and be at the event, but I have a meeting there with BJA, Bureau of Justice Assistance, talking about trying to help out our state and work with them. And obviously our state's unique and we have a tribal jurisdiction, so we're going to meet and try to talk through some of the issues that our state sees in our prosecution. We could do a show about that, about tribal jurisdictions and how that works in counties that have reservations and how that works federally, state level, and county level. But I'm going out there on a Friday to meet all day with BJA and talk about the needs, and hopefully that'll end up bringing some money or grants back to the tribal prosecutors in our state. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope that goes over well and we can get some money back here to help the tribal jurisdictions do what they need to do to make sure they're safe as well.
You're listening to the September edition of the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.